Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Banking Matters. I'm your host, Lindsay Hughley, and joining me today is Dr. Gerald Taylor. Dr. Taylor is an accomplished financial professor with a strong background in regulatory compliance, investment, accounting principles, and team development. He serves as Chief Compliance and BSA Officer at Carroll Bank & Trust. He has a proven track record of reducing errors, improving processes, and implementing training programs. Dr. Taylor holds a Doctorate of Business Administration in Accounting from Capella University, an MBA in Executive Management from Bethel University, and a Bachelor's of Business Admin in Accounting from Lambeth University. He is certified as a Certified Anti-Money Laundering Specialist, a Certified BSA AML Professional, Certified Community Bank Compliance Officer, Chartered Financial Consultant, Certified Life Underwriter, and a Certified Regulatory Compliance Manager. During his tenure at Carroll Bank & Trust, Dr. Taylor concurrently served as an Associate Professor at Lane College, teaching courses in accounting, finance, marketing, and management. He effectively engaged students through innovative teaching methods and achieved high student satisfaction. Dr. Taylor has worked as a group account representative of Mutual of America, soliciting and procuring new business. And furthermore, he served as a financial advisor at Allstate Financial Services and Northwestern Mutual, creating financial plans, selling investments and insurance products, and mentoring new financial representatives. And I have had the pleasure of working under Dr. Taylor for almost 2 years while at Carroll Bank & Trust. I can say that his leadership, his encouragement, and support made him such an amazing supervisor and really allowed me to flourish in my position. And I'm now grateful to call him my friend. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Taylor.
Lindsay, you make me sound a whole lot better than what I really am, but I appreciate that.
I love reading all of your accomplishments. I will say one of the main things that you always was you never stop learning, and you are definitely living that example.
Right.
And honestly,
right.
That influence on me has pushed me and motivated me, in which I know that while we were working together, we motivated each other quite
that
well.
That is right.
Different stuff.
That's right.
And so thank you so much for being with us today. As always, we always like to ask our guests, how did you get into banking?
Well, you know, I wasn't looking to really get into banking, but at the time I was doing a lot of traveling with work, and my mom was suffering from dementia, and, you know, I have younger kids, and I wanted to get to a place where I could get back home. And the compliance officer role came up in my hometown, and I had a background in auditing. So I was like, you know, I've got a financial background. I've been a legislative auditor for many years. I was like, you know, this sounds like something that I would be interested in. So I applied, and here we are today. So that's kind of how I landed in the compliance job at Carroll Bank & Trust.
I feel like it's a common theme that nobody just wakes up and says, oh, I'm going to go into banking. You just kind of stumble into it.
No, I kind of stumbled into it, and, you know, it might not have been the most attractive, you know, thing to want to do as far as just being in compliance, but, you know, it provided me an avenue to get back home, and I ended up, you know, enjoying what I do now. So it was great.
Yeah, it is really awesome. So I do want to talk with you about your experience of just coming into a compliance department and really bringing things up to speed, that revamping process, and kind of your thoughts behind that and what that process looked like for you.
Well, and you know, Lindsay, some of the issues that we faced when you were here, you know, when I started, what I wanted to do, one of the areas, I just wanted to do an assessment of what we actually needed from a compliance department. Every bank is not the same. We all have different needs. So I wanted to see, you know, what regulations were applicable to a community bank our size and kind of start from there. And then next, I wanted to kind of define what our compliance objectives were. And I know you can relate to this. We were kind of running around behind her and not really knowing what each other was supposed to be doing or what, you know, or should we change things differently? So, we really wanted to define what we were trying to achieve, as a compliance department. And how could we best, reduce legal and regulatory risk for the bank? That was one of some of the questions that we wanted to be able to ask. So, and then, after I had those answers, I really wanted to create a compliance team structure that really, defined each other's roles and kind of, make sure we knew what each other was doing. And also, and I'm really big on this, is making sure that we cross-train people, and especially in small community banks, you run into an issue where people leave and it's hard to find qualified people to come in and do the job. And I think I've mentioned to you many of time, Lindsay, like, we need to know what each other's doing in case, I don't make it back to the bank the next day. I could be one of the, not that I've taken another job, but maybe, I'm in an accident or something, and I have taken some extended period off from work. So my big thing is we need to know each other's job, and I've really pushed people to get outside their little box and learn different things, and that makes your compliance structure a whole lot better. And then lastly, we wanted to make sure we were on top of technology, compliance technology, having the resources that we should have and the tools available to have that. And one thing I found out real, quickly is that you need management's buy-in to be able to go out and get those things. And they have afforded me the ability to go out and have compliance alliance, and have other technology and tools, I push my people to go get certified in something. I think it's important as far as, stand on top of new changes and stuff like that, that you seek education outside of what we're offering in the bank. I'm real big on, training outside the bank, making sure that, we're as educated as we can be. So those are some of the areas that I looked at, when I started here and found out to be very helpful as far as, because compliance is an evolving thing. It's something different maybe every day. There's, new rules coming on, regulations that are changing, and you got to stay on top of that. But the big things are you need management buy-in, and other things, is just gaining the respect of the employees. If you don't have the backing of the employees, your compliance function can be very difficult to achieve. And there's a lot of ways to, because compliance is not, we get a bad rap, it's because we're always telling people, hey, we need to do something differently. It's not, so I kind of push my employees to have a relationship with the other bank employees that, get to know them. So when you're asking them to do something, it's not like you're always contacting them when they're doing something wrong. And I think, we've changed sort of the culture around here of how they look at compliance. We're really there to, not to prevent them from doing their job, but to make sure the bank is kind of operating within the rules, but also allowing them the flexibility to do what they do. Having, like I said before, having employees in the compliance department with the right knowledge and the ability to do multiple jobs is really essential to having an effective compliance department. I think when I started back here, we had people that did one thing and they couldn't do anything else. And I challenged those people to learn different aspects of compliance and not be, pigeonholed into one little area. So, and I think, maybe I got some resistance at first, but, it's been a good thing. Like we, the ladies that I have back here, I think they can pick up and go on if I'm not here. And that's a good thing. I've encouraged them, like I, talked with you, Lindsay, I've encouraged, I was always told growing up, you never should stop learning. The day you do, your brain kind of regresses. So I encourage them, and support them if they want to go outside the bank and get other training or other certifications. We want to be able to support that activity. And that's kind of how I view compliance and in a big thing. But the most important thing that I can say is that you have to have management's buy-in, because if it does, it's not really going to work if you don't have the buy-in from the top. I'm talking about CEO, you know, on down. You need to have their buy-in, the board of directors. It needs to be important to them for it to work. Yep.
And so when you're talking about management buy-in, what are some suggestions or ways that you, as a new compliance officer, mm-hmm. Coming into a role that I know with you, it was very mm-hmm. hasty transition,
right,
ready for you to take over. So how did you go about, what are some ways that you can give our listeners of how to go about getting that management buy-in?
I think instead of just, you know, preaching that this is a regulation, we have to do it this way, you need to show them what it looks like if you don't follow the regulations. You know, this is what happened over at Bank A if we don't follow these regulations. This is what could happen. These are ways that we can prevent going down, you know, this avenue. I think it's important for them to understand the other side of not following the regulations. Also, instead of always saying, hey, we need to do X, Y, and Z because it states that. Because a lot of times you can find examples of banks that have went off, you know, off the railroad, you know, off the tracks, for to say, you know, where they didn't follow the regulations and you know, the regulatory agency, you know, kind of come down pretty hard on them for not following. So I try to, you know, when we want to implement things that maybe we haven't been doing, is just try to talk to them about, you know, ways we can accomplish things, and also talk to them about, you know, what could happen if we don't do it. So it's kind of my approach.
Yes. And I definitely have experienced when you do and when you don't have management buy-in.
Right.
It does make a huge difference, because like you had alluded to earlier, having management buy-in to me also helps with getting those employees behind you as well.
That is right.
You know for a fact that I refuse to show up to train on anything without some kind of food or something for our employees.
Right, because, right.
I need you just as much as you need me. And
right.
I want them especially, like I said, mm-hmm. when compliance has just been nothing but you've done this, this, and this mm-hmm. wrong. I always love, you know, I love sending some positive feedback and telling right. people when they did good. Do you want to kind of talk about some ways that what you guys have done to kind of change the mindset with employees across the board?
One thing I did when I started, I met with different employees to figure out why was it not working before with the other compliance personnel, you know, what happened. And a lot of, and what I found was communication. It was just a communication breakdown. They only heard from the compliance department when things were bad. They, you know, they never saw the compliance people, you know, and they didn't get a whole lot of training. That was another thing. There was another big issue. You know, it was like, hey, you know, we're getting told we need to do X, Y, and Z, but we never really been trained on that. So we tried to change the way we do training and make training more specific to their job duties. And not have people doing training that it really wasn't relevant. Like, for instance, not having our deposit people, our tellers, to be in training about producing loans, you know, stuff like that, you know, making it more relevant to their job. And we found that that was helpful. And we try to go out and see people in the different branches. We want them to know us. So, hey, you know, when something is going wrong, you know, they'll feel comfortable with picking up the phone and calling you and not just calling you, they'll pick up the phone and call you and explain what's going on. So we've tried to have a more positive relationship with our employees. And I tell the people that work back here with me, the one thing we can always do is we can always pick up the phone and call somebody back or respond to an email. We may not have an answer right then, but just letting them know that we care about their concerns, is it goes a long way with our employees, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. And I know that I've carried that same mindset uh-huh. with me now in a consulting mm-hmm. role. I want everybody to know that I personally care, because it does. Mm-hmm. It makes such a big difference.
It does.
When I can show that I know more than just what your problem is, that I care mm-hmm. about you as a person and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And so another thing, what can you and because I know this personally and I've experienced, can you share some tips on how you have kind of set your department up for success, especially in regards to the cross training and communication, as far as that, just you guys working together as a compliance team and not just individual people doing specific tasks?
So sort of, you know, and Lindsay, you know this, we not only compliance, we have BSA that's kind of under our umbrella. So what I did when I came back here is that I try to figure out what each person was doing, and then we figured out what needed to be done, and we started, it was like, you know, we assigned certain responsibilities, but then I had people doing, I cross train. One day, one of our employees may come in and do CTRs, and the other day someone may work on adverse action. So what I wanted to do was them to gain experience in things that they had normally not worked with, because not only, you know, you have people that reach retirement age, you have people that get sick, or people that may be out on maternity leave. You need to be able to function if people are going to be gone. So that was one of the big things that, and then, you know, we started meeting periodically as a team to discuss what was going, I wanted to know what they thought was going well and what improvements that they felt like we should make, so that it would make it seem like it's more of a team than someone just being a manager over, and like they had input. They, you know, I got suggestions from them. Like many a times, you know, Lindsay, we would all meet and I would want your suggestions. Like, how could we improve certain procedures and stuff? Would it make it easier on employees, but also it would make it easier for us to make sure we're complying with certain regulations. So that's just really getting people's buy-in, letting them feel more, it's more of a team atmosphere than someone, you know, just kind of managing them and telling them what to do. I think produces more of a better work, a team culture is what I think it does. Yep.
Yeah. And I fully agree, because I really did just, I felt like I was able to do what I needed to do and really learn and grow as much as I could. But I also knew that I had your support and your backing
right
the whole time I was underneath you. And right. So I can say that I'm so grateful for that, because it was just an opportunity to experience a supervisor that received feedback and gave it as well, because that to me is just so critical.
It is. It is, most definitely.
And so as far as we thank you for talking with us, but we always like to ask our guests, what is one piece of advice that you would like to leave our listeners with?
I think the compliance job is a lot easier when compliance personnel try to foster a positive relationship with the employees, with the regulators. I think you will get much further with that type of relationship. And you also gain their trust and respect, which is essential to maintaining an effective compliance department. So if I could leave you with anything, is that I think, you know, it will take you a lot. You will get a lot more done if you just try to foster a positive relationship with everyone that you have to work with. 'Cause I'm pretty sure, you know, we all have the knowledge necessary, but sometimes, you know, you get more done if they're willing to work with you. Yep.
Yes, I agree. And especially in these small communities that we get to work in,
right,
it definitely helps when you build those relationships.
That is right. That is absolutely right. Yep.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Taylor, for speaking with us today. And for the rest of our listeners, that's Banking Matters.